hands palm branches, and in the ancient world, palm branches were a symbol of victory. Now, palm trees weren't native to Italy, and so when the Romans started conquering their other nations in the Mediterranean area, the generals brought palm trees back with them to Rome as souvenirs of their victories. And so the crowds waving branches as Jesus entered Jerusalem were really declaring his victory. And today we echo them, we join them, and we declare and celebrate Christ's victory too. But what victory is it? And how did Christ win it? It's the victory over sin, especially over original sin. Original sin was mankind's disobedience to God and instead obedience to the devil. And Jesus, through his passion, death, and resurrection, reversed the disobedience of original sin by obeying his Father's will, in spite of all the devil's attempts to thwart him to do so. And this is the victory we celebrate. And it's symbolized by the donkey that Christ rode into Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday. And the first symbolic meaning of the donkey shows us how Christ won his victory over sin, over evil. It was through humility. You know, a donkey is a useful beast of burden, but it's not very glamorous. And that's exactly like the Christian virtue of humility, by which we lower ourselves in order to help raise others up and to serve them. And that's just what Jesus did, and that's why St. Paul tells us in the second reading, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. And the second symbolic meaning is also part of this symbolism of the donkey. In ancient times, military commanders would ride on the most efficient beasts for war, strong, fast, powerful war horses, usually. But after the battle was won, the victorious general would parade into the city riding a donkey. And that is why the people shouted out when they saw Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. For them, it was a sign. It meant that Jesus had conquered and was bringing the peace of his kingdom. And so today and throughout this Holy Week, we do give thanks to God for the great things that he has done for us and continues to do for each one of us. We reflect on his saving love, his love for us on the cross, and we renew our commitment to follow him.